This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, be careful who you cheat with. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was messing with my homegirl for years, and finally her husband caught us naked from the waist down in the coat closet. He came home early, and we got busted hiding in the closet. So here we are a year later, and her divorce is final, and my long-term girlfriend dumped me. My homegirl thinks that since I was messing with her while she was married, that it's fate, and we are meant to be together. No, we're not, and I told her that, but she has trouble understanding me. We've been cool since high school, but it's never been more than sex. Back when I was married, I did not mess around with her. I honestly don't know why I went back to her. Since her divorce, she thinks we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and she's been saying we're soulmates. She calls and texts me to say she's thinking about me. She also expects me to keep her in the lifestyle that her husband gave her. He owns several stores. I work full time, but I'm barely making ends meet with my son being in college. Finally, I sat down and tried to reason with her, and she shocked me. She said she wants to move in with me because we are in this thing together and we've both been publicly disgraced together. Sidebar, I wasn't disgraced, she was. I was single, she was married. So I bluntly told her I don't want a relationship with her. She told me I need to be careful who I cheat with because she's not a hit it and quit it type of woman, and I owe her whatever she had before I ruined her marriage. How can she be serious? I would never make her my main girl. It was just sex, and she knew it. How do I peacefully end this fantasy she created in her head? Well, you had a lot to do with that, you know, this fantasy she created. And you heard the song, "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going." Well, this applies to you. I mean, and it's not going to be peaceful. You can forget that. She's gearing up for a fight to keep you. I know you saw the movie Fatal Attraction. I know you saw that. Your homegirl, as you call her, can't be dismissed so easily. And she definitely will not be ignored. Okay. She says she's not a hit it and quit it type of woman. She's planning on you guys being together, moving in together. She's not hearing you at all when you say you don't want to be with her. And you said you bluntly told her that. She blames you for ruining her marriage, and she feels you owe her. The payoff for her is to be with you and to continue your relationship, which you don't want. You're going to have to disappear or something and stop talking to her. Ghosting her might finally give her the reality check she needs. It will show her that you are serious about moving on with no intention of being with her. You got to cut the ties. Steve?
Wow. This letter's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many fortunate people in this letter. This is crazy. It's just a lot of fortunate people in this letter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was messing with my homegirl for years, and finally her husband caught us. Right there. Right there. How you still typing at this point, I don't know. But obviously, you're out of the hospital and everything, and you're able to get this letter to us. Because this is how I know that you be from the hospital. Mm-hmm. Her husband caught us naked from the waist down in the coat closet.
Wow.
He came home early and we got busted hiding in the closet. Okay, so when he caught y'all in the closet, where that story at? Because you left, because I'm telling you, it's more to this. When he found y'all in the closet, your next statement is, so here we are a year later. No, partner. It's some more to this story right here. It's got to be. You come home naked and find your wife in your house naked from the waist down with another man in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much missing out of this story. So let me fill it in for you.
Okay.
Because he didn't just let you put your clothes on and leave. Mm-hmm. So how was it riding home in your car naked? Because, see, it's going to be some penalties from right here. And me personally, I'm going to bust you up pretty bad. Because you're in my house. Now, the ultimate disrespect is the wife. But since you stupid enough to come into another man's house, in his house, and disrespect me, then I'm gonna touch you up for that right there. How I deal with her later, we'll get the divorce. But your ass, though, for coming in my house, that's why he had to jump to the a year later and her divorce is final. And my longtime girlfriend dumped me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your longtime girlfriend dumped you. My homegirl thinks that since I was messing with her while she was married, that is fate and we are meant to be together. Next statement, no, we are not. And I told her that, but she has trouble understanding me. We've been cool since high school, but it's never been more than sex. Back when I was married, I didn't mess around with her. I honestly don't know why I went back to her. See, the problem with her is she doesn't understand. She is a side dish. She's at Popeye's chicken, but she's not the chicken. She the dirty rice. The biscuit, a jalapeno, French fries, coleslaw. See, that's all you get to be.
Mm.
You're not a main.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, be careful who you cheat with. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, be careful who you cheat with.
Yeah, be careful who you cheat with, because when you're cheating, you have to remember who you are in the cheat. You got to remember that. And it's okay, but you got to accept that role and know what it is now. So you got caught with your longtime friend naked in a closet. Your husband came home early, opened the closet door, y'all in there naked from the waist down. Then the letter says, so here we are a year later, and her divorce is final. Dog, I already know you jumped for a year because it took you that long to get out of the hospital.
To recover.
Because I'd have put something on you. My longtime girlfriend dumped me. She got a divorce. And the girl he was messing with thinks that they should be soulmates and they meant to be together. He said, we're not. And I told her she has trouble understanding me. We've been cool since high school, but it's never been more than sex. Back when I was married, I didn't mess around with her. I honestly don't know why I went back to her. Since her divorce, she thinks we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and she's been saying we're soulmates. No, you're a side. She's a side. She's a side item. Like if she was at the Waffle House, she'd have hash browns. Now, you can get them smothered, covered, chunk, diced, and sliced, but you still, you ain't the waffle. See, the waffle is the main thing at the Waffle House. Them hash browns is a side. Now, they necessary now, but they a side. A lot of carbs. Lot of carbs. Lot of carbs. Okay. Then she calls and texts me and says she's thinking about me. She also expects me to keep her in the lifestyle that her husband gave her. He owns several stores. Well, she should have thought about that when she was messing around with your broke ass. See, now she expects you to keep her, and I ain't dogging you, bro. I'm just saying she expects you to keep her in the lifestyle that her husband, he owns several stores. You don't. She should have thought about that when she was dating you. Man, I don't see how you, see, a lot of y'all be, see, you got to find somebody that's got the same thing to lose as you. And that's hard to do, because most people that's got a lot to lose ain't going to mess around with you. He owns several stores. I work full time, but I'm barely making ends meet with my son being in college. Finally, I sat down and tried to reason with her, and she shocked me. She said she wants to move in with me because we are in this thing together, and we've both been publicly disgraced together. That's her trying to save face, trying to get something out of a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Sidebar, I wasn't disgraced. She was. I was single. She was married. So I bluntly told her I don't want a relationship with her. She told me I need to be careful who I cheat with because she's not a hit and quit it type woman, and I owe her whatever she had before I ruined her marriage. No, she ruined her marriage by cheating on her husband who was taking really good care of her. She ruined the marriage. She steps out outside the marriage with you. Your dumb ass was over this man's house naked in a closet. Dog. And you old enough to know better because your son is in college. Now you ass naked with a boy in college over another man's house hiding in a closet. Dog, how you get yourself in that situation, man? Why are you at this man's house? That's crazy to me, man. You at this man's house. That's unthinkable. Anyway, she said that she owes you whatever she had before I ruined her marriage. How could she be serious? I could never make her my main girl. No, because she's been the side. It was just sex, and she knew it. How do I peacefully end this fantasy she created in her head? Well, let me explain something to you. Here's the problem that you have. She said you owe her whatever she had before because she's not a hit it and quit it type woman, and I owe her whatever she had. She finna ruin you, dog. She finna mess your life up. She finna make your life a living hell. Because people like that, man. People are like that. You know, you've heard the saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. When you scorn her, she gonna go out of her way to ruin your life because she already says you ruined hers. I was watching Bishop Bonner on Instagram the other day. Mm-hmm. He said, be careful when you're around people who act like victims in a circumstance that they created.
Ooh, that's good. Be careful
to hang around people who are a victim of a circumstance that they created.
A whole word.
And man, that brother said that, and I went, Lord, have mercy. How many people do I know like that? Well, this lady in this letter is just like that. She's sitting up in here, cheated on her husband. Now you ruined her marriage. Now she the victim. Now you better be careful who you cheat with. So now she gonna pay you back, cause she the victim of her own doing. You decided to cheat on this good man.
Yeah.
Man, girl, bye.
Post your comments on today.
Be careful who you cheat with.
Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and
Facebook.
Can't
help you on this one, cuz.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.